Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's back? You know who it is, right? Did you miss me? Because I damn sure miss you. You know, it's when I wake up in the morning and I don't see you there, it doesn't work with me very well. You know who I am, right? I'm Benny Love. I am the CLO. That's the Chief Love Officer. And we talk about love and relationships right here on Bashani Radio app. All day, every day. Late night with me, because you know, this is grown folks. It's what we do up in here. So we invite grown folks to come and have a conversation with us, right? I see you. Go ahead, get your drink. Go ahead. That's right. Yeah. No, keep your robe on. Not, you know what? You could take it off if you want to. It is A-okay. I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Here's what I do know. I do know you want to talk about love. I do know you want to talk about relationships. And you want to talk about everything that takes you to that level, right? So let me turn the music up down a little bit. I got a powerful guest. If you don't know her, she is Sandre Harris, a.k.a. Situation with Sassy, a.k.a. I'll tell you like it is, even if you don't like it. She's been doing it for a while. If you don't check out her show, I'm telling you, I don't know what you're missing. Every Monday on Verke Radio, our sister station of Bashani Radio app, right? And since y'all stuck in the house, I figured who better to bring somebody over to have a little fun with it. You know, let's talk about love. Let's talk about relationships. Let's talk about what y'all doing since y'all been stuck in the house. All right, this is Bashani Radio app. I'm Benny Love, and we will begin on Late Night with Benny Love. Good evening, Sassy. How are you? Hello, Sassy.
Hello, Benny Love.
Oh, see there? She always like to play hide and go see. You know what I mean? She don't just want to come out. She want to peek around the corner. That's the type of woman she do. She like, you know, just like, she heard me calling her. She just wanted me to call her again. That's all. Sassy. How are you doing today?
I am well. How are you?
Come on, you know I'm blessed. I'm glad you can join us on this quarantine time, quarantine radio. And I figured who better to be locked up and locked down with except me, you, and about 2 million listeners. So I want to talk about everything that's going on, Sassy, with relationships. Now that people are stuck in the house and they really get to see who they're living with. Because... from what I've been hearing, Sassy, a lot of people didn't even know who they was living with because they had time to just pass each other like boats in the night. So let's talk about that, Sassy. What has being quarantined taught us about relationships?
Well, when it comes to relationships now, I think this quarantine is going to make or break relationships. Mm-hmm. Because I think that people are being together a lot longer than they're used to. It's a lot of togetherness time. Mm-hmm. And relationship...
Is that not a good thing? Being together, is that not a good thing?
I think it's a wonderful thing, but if you have to be quarantined with the right person.
Mm-hmm. So that person you've been married to for the last 10 years is not the right person you just found out?
Well, I think people just recognize that their relationships, if it was a weak relationship, in other words, if the relationship was having problems, then this quarantine is only going to spotlight that and exacerbate it.
Mm, absolutely. I definitely can agree with that. I've been reading articles lately that says that since this quarantine time has been happen, the divorce rate has been going up. And also, they believe come early next year, there's going to be more babies than they've ever seen. Let's start with the first one. Why in the world, when it's the most hardest time in history, will people not be getting along?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Why would people not be getting along together when we're going through one of the most horrific times of history? You would think people would want to stick together more than ever now.
You would think that, but you also have, how can I put this? As I was saying, you have people who their relationship was already weakened. And they were already arguing, they were already fighting, so now they're stuck. There's no escape. Work is an escape.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to do your hobbies, if you run in ball, if you play tennis, if you whatever it is that you do as a team activity, you were able to go out of the house and escape for that. You were able to leave for work and escape for 8, 9, 10 hours and then come back. And now you're just stuck. And if you're in an apartment or a condo, it's very hard to escape in only 5 or 6 rooms. You know what I mean? But if you had a very loving relationship, I believe that this would only bring you closer. But it all depends on the two people involved in that relationship.
You know,
and communication is key.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting that you say that because, you know, what does that say? Hold on a second. What does that say about a lot of relationships? They really wasn't built on solid ground, if that's the case, then, don't you think?
Absolutely. They weren't built on solid ground, and that's the problem.
So do you think a lot of relationships that may be going left now was only going right because they didn't see each other?
I think so. I think that you have some of these relationships where time, in a way, plays a huge factor in it. You have some relationships where the people can't wait to get home from work or from whatever it is that they're doing to be with their loved ones.
So what does that say about the state of relationships in 2020 then?
That relationships are, I think it says that relationships are flawed. I think that people aren't really accepting the person that those people are. They're wanting them to be the person that they want them to be, and they're not accepting of this is the person. This is who they are. This is the person that you don't see for 8 hours a day. This is how they carry themselves. And in the evening, you see them as they're unwinding. In the weekend, you know, you're together or she might be out shopping, going to brunch with the girls, and he may be working on his car, doing whatever it is that he's doing. But now you have this forced time. You can only go to the grocery store, the doctor, or to the pharmacy, and then you have to come back home. And men really are getting it hard because they have no escape. They're watching reruns of games, of sporting events. and you know, it's really funny. I saw a beer commercial the other day where you see these two roommates. And I'm not going to say the name of the beer company, but it's a popular beer. And you see these two roommates, and the commercial was where the one guy comes out in his robe, you know, like I guess this is game day gear, and he grabs a beer and gives one to his roommate, and they kind of like tap cans, and then the commercial says, even repeats are good, or reruns or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And it had me falling out because I think when there's this new sports show with Michael Jordan that's on called The Last Dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the highest rated so far because men were craving something to watch. We have Lifetime Women. We have Lifetime. We have BET Her. We have all of these other shows, the Hallmark Channel, you know, all of these reality shows that we can watch and enjoy. And during the day, we have soap operas. So there's always something for us to watch. And I think with these men not being able to have that extra added outlay of getting away, that escape, they don't have it. And you have some men who don't play video games, their thing is sports.
But relationships are a two people thing, right? So what does that say about the women? And, you know, if the men don't have an escape, so I'm assuming the women don't have an escape either, correct?
No, the women don't have an escape. And then the sad thing that we don't think about are the women and children who are physically, emotionally, and sexually abused. They're now stuck with those captors. They can't get away. So this is a blessing and a curse for some. Because it's making you, for one, I think this pandemic is, and I don't want to get religious, but I think it's God's way of telling us to sit down, be still. We're moving too fast. We need to get back to what's important, and it's family. So you have a lot of families that are coming together.
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree that it's a sit-down problem.
Right, and where social media, because I've done several shows on social media being a curse when it comes to dating, because it's very easy to get ghosted and haunted and all of these other things that you can get normally, but social media makes it easier.
What do you mean ghosted and haunted?
Okay, so ghosting.
What is ghosted and haunted?
Ghosting. Well, these are dating terms, okay? So ghosting basically means when you go out with your friends, right? Or you're going out on a date, basically. And you go out, you have all sorts of these, you know, communication, everything's great, you have this great connection, and all of a sudden everything stops. You call, they don't answer, you text, they don't respond. You've been ghosted.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have that conversation of telling you, hey, you know what, you're a great person, whatever, blah, 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 but it's not going to work. I don't think we see a connection. But no, you may have gone out with this person 3, 4, 5 times, and all of a sudden, nothing.
So in other words, there was nothing really there.
Well, there could have been. You may have thought that you were getting to know this person and that the two of you could make a connection, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And then women are guilty of it too. I know I've ghosted a couple of people.
And why did you ghost people, Sassy, right here? Just tell us. It's only me, you, and about 2 million people. Just tell us why you ghosted people.
The reason why I ghosted people is because I'm letting him know in a polite way that there's no connection between us. Oh, you're a great guy, or, you know, maybe the next girl that you take out would really appreciate that. You know, things like that. Even after I said, you know, I don't think that there's a connection between us, they're continuing to reach out, call, and text. And I just, like, I'm not responding to this. So I'm just going to go dark on them.
So how is that a nice way? I don't get it. The nice way would be to say, hey, we went out, there was no chemistry, I just wanted, maybe we can be friends, but I don't see this going any other further. Don't want to feel like I just, you know,
you can't, got you lost can't on you.
Why you can't do that?
You can't even tell them that. Even if you tell them that, you know, we want to be friends, for some, not all men, for some, they look at it as a window, the door. It's still a crack. It's just like an ex. And then I can tell you that there are a lot of bored exes, because I'm getting a lot of texts from exes.
You better stop it.
Okay?
You better stop it right here.
No, I'm just saying. So, you know, like, and I think I actually posted something about this on my page, on my Situation with Sassy page. And I've done a couple of shows so far since we've had this sheltering in place. I'm like, ladies, don't fall for it. Because they're bored. They have no one else. And then you're just one of many women that they're in somebody's inbox or they're texting. You know how many men that I didn't date, who I could have dated, are now saying, when this is over, I'm going to take you out. No, that's okay. I'm good. Because it wasn't like this just started last year. This only happened this year. So what happened to last year when we never went out?
You called them out, huh, Sassy? We'll just let you know how it's going down.
You have to call them out. You have to call them out. You have to. And then when you get haunted, because these are these new terms, when you get haunted, haunted is like ghosting, but instead of them reaching out to you through text or phone, they're following you on social media and commenting on your thread. So you know they're online, right? So you may send them a text and then they don't respond.
So now,
wouldn't
the correct terminology would they be like trolling? Is that what that's called?
Trolling is when you are just like being a butthole, like you're just being negative, like gaslighting somebody online.
Oh, okay.
But haunting is like you post a new selfie, and it's like, oh, gorgeous or beautiful or something like that.
They know you've seen it. They know right. You know they're there, and then they try to act like they ain't there and they ain't got nothing to do with none of this.
They just continue to interact with you only on social media, but they've basically stopped seeing you in any other capacity.
Wow. I didn't know people had that much time, dude, honestly, to be real.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know people had that much time. But before we continue on, you're listening to Late Night with Benny Love. I'm your host, Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio app. Make sure you download that in that for your iPhones and your Android, because we're always here for you. You know, we want you in the palm of our hands. This show and many, many other shows, all right? So walk with me. We got situations with Sassy. That's Sandra E. Harris. You know, I call her the queen of relationships, because she tell you how it is, how it's going to be, and she don't really care what you think about it. All right. So let's talk about that. All these people that are now quarantined and now all of a sudden their phones became something very important to them now, because the Rona ain't allowing you to cheat. Okay, that's just how that's going down. The Rona making people stay in the house and stay on lockdown. You know what I mean? So I think a mega change has happened here, and in that mega change, I think you said it earlier. You know, God wanted rather to just sit down for a second and be like, "Hey, get your priorities straight. See what's important. See all the things you could have been doing that you wasn't doing. Finish all those tasks that you hadn't completed because you were so busy doing A through Z. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it makes sense. But let me ask you something. What do you think the fallout of this long quarantine will be on relationships? Good or bad?
As I said, I think, I think people will... Because I don't know about anybody else, but you understand how you actually need human interaction, but not only that, human touch.
Mm, absolutely.
You will absolutely understand that. So for a lot of people who's like, I don't need to go nowhere, I like being by myself, you realize that you really are by yourself now.
I try to post
on my threads, like I try to do a check-in, because there's a lot of people that are single, you know, and they're living alone. And they really don't have anybody to talk to. So that social media, that all of the social media platforms are now a lifeline for them. When they're happy, when they're sad, when they're going through, they can post a thread about it. Or they could reach out to somebody and say, hey, listen, can we talk?
Absolutely. Great point. Great, great point.
I think we'll hug our loved ones a lot closer after this.
And it's just funny. That should have been happening anyway, but it's not, right?
Right.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. So let's move on towards being single in quarantine. Tell me how that works out. What do people do if they don't have somebody special in their lives? We just talked about people already in relationships and things like that. What do single people do when they don't have that special person in their lives and now they may be locked down? You know, without that special person and the ability to meet that special person, what do single people do?
Well, the ability to meet somebody is great now because, again, everybody's online.
I mean, the physical point. You know what I mean?
Oh, what do they do?
Yeah. this is Late Night with Benny Love. So, you know, we talking grown folks.
Well, we're talking to grown folk. What they're doing, it's a lot of, how can I put this? It's a lot of people that are handling business themselves.
Oh, sicky. You mean people are working out at the gym without actually going to the gym?
Yes, working it out at the gym without actually going to the gym.
Remember, Sassy said that, not me. So Sassy, knowing you've been single, you've been in relationships, what would be three tips that somebody that's sitting home with nobody right now and maybe feeling a little beside themselves, what would be a couple of tips that they can do to maybe get somebody in their life in a time like this? Because you just said it earlier, humans need humans. You know what I mean?
I think what they should do is shoot their shot. If they see somebody, okay, so say...
Well, what does shoot their shot mean? Like they're going to Christian Mingle, they're going to blackpeople.com?
If they're single, they can go on to a dating site. This is the perfect opportunity because now people that are single are really, maybe they're saying to themselves, you know what, I really need to buckle down and maybe find somebody and be serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And not be a serial dater. Like, be real about the situation.
Mm, makes a lot of sense. Makes an absolute lot of sense. It's you know what I find amazing, though? The amount of people who did not appreciate the people they had in their lives. And you said something earlier I thought was kind of funny, and you said that you've been getting a lot of little texts from a lot of little exes all of a sudden. Like, hey, mm-hmm. Hey, Sassy. What you doing?
Hey, stranger. Hey, big head. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 months ago, were they texting? You know what I mean? That's the point. So, what do you do to people that's coming at you like that now? Like how are you handling that?
I'm not really responding to it. I might say, "Hey, what's up?" But as far as any real conversation, no.
You ain't gonna keep that in your life, huh?
No. I mean, you had me, you didn't want me, and now all of a sudden that we have this thing going on, now all of a sudden you think you want to come back and I'm going to be receptive to it. What really killed me with that is some men, not all, but some men really think you have nothing else to do but sit around and wait on them.
That's amazing. Like, that's amazing. Wow.
They really do think that you don't have, hey, she ain't doing nothing, let me give her a call.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know what I think I find is very interesting is those who still believe that they have the ability to be with the one they love and still trying to be on the side in a time like this right here. You got to be with who you with, you know what I mean, and everything. Mm-hmm. Because you know what I like that it has done, Sassy? It has really leveled the playing field because the Rona has shut down celebrities. The Rona has shut down athletes, big time people. Like, it's really shut, especially their incomes, down.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Which has, you ain't gonna be able to wine and dine all those people you used to be able to wine and dine, at least not for a minute. And even some of the most famous athletes are starting to feel the pinch because you come to find out that, they had these little contracts that, stop if certain things stop. And they didn't even know it, Or, everybody that's on television don't mean they're making a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you realize that one of the things that I realized, and a friend of mine, we were talking about this just the other day, that they really, really need, with these celebrities you see, they need to perform.
Yeah, they need that attention. Absolutely.
They need that attention. They absolutely need that attention. And they realize that, hey, I'm going to have to use social media. I'm going to have to talk to my fan base. I'm going to have to put myself out there. Before, you were insulated. Now your fans can reach out and touch you. They can reach out and interact with you. And you have to do it. Even the ones that aren't as prominent as they used to be, that are more or less in the background writing the music and producing, even they are coming out of the woodwork with these, you know, Instagram lives and these Facebook live sessions.
Because they ain't got nowhere else to go. And they, remember,
they have nowhere else to go.
They have that need for attention. People don't realize that, you know, when you're in the public eye, you're going to, no matter what's going on, you're going to always have that need for attention. You know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and in a time like this, when you need that type of attention, you got to get it anyway. That's how come, like, for instance, the other night on IG, I watch Teddy Riley and Babyface. I was one of those 500,000 people, like, right up in the joint right there, just like, go, Babyface, go, Teddy. You know what I mean? Because for a moment, it almost made us feel like everybody knew each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, I ain't never seen that many texts for that long, you know, that many comments just going bananas. You know, everybody saying whatever they want to, you know, even the floaters was in the house. You know what I mean? I mean, look, 500,000 people on there to hear people. That,
On DJ Knife.
No, not on the IG battle for Babyface.
With Babyface and
Teddy Riley.
But when that Ring video doorbell went off, I thought I was gonna die.
D-Nice didn't get 500,000 people yet, but he did crack about 200,000 at, you know, at his height. But you know, what you calling has been the biggest battle of all, and that was between Teddy Riley and Babyface, and it was good. But for a moment, because it let you into their world unfiltered,
right.
You know what I mean? And it's that unfilteredness. But what it also shows that people who are in that type of business still need their attention. You understand? That's the beauty of what we're doing right now on the radio. We never stop, you know, because this is what we do anyway. You know what I mean? So we're always out there. You know, our shows on Bashani never stop going. Why? Because we're in an industry where no matter what's really going on, unless you stop audio, you know what I mean? You can't really stop us from, you know, coming out to the masses and communicating our ideas, because we don't require a lot of people for us to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So where do we stand in relationships in 2020? We're getting down to the last few minutes, Sassy. Where do we stand in relationship in 2020? Because this whole dynamics is changing at record speed, and you know, they don't even know that they're even going to allow people to be in things until like 2021. So, are you, you know, we could be looking at 2020, possibly the whole year or the rest of the year, somehow, some type of social distance. And you got almost 23 million people without a job. I don't want to go to that. That's a whole nother show. My boy, my brother Benny's Benny Randall show going to do that one. But what do you see relationships going now? Do you see we coming out this and relationships are much stronger, much weaker? What is your opinion?
I think we'll come out of this with relationships being, I don't know. Again, it depends on the people. So I would say that familial relationships, you know, if you're getting closer to your immediate family, I think that bond will be stronger, because now people are cooking dinner. They're not eating out. They're being forced to sit down and have conversations to actually learn and know your children. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a teacher friend of mine posted on her Facebook page that, parents, I want to introduce you to the children that we meet 6 hours every day.
Mm.
And I'm hoping, for one, I'm hoping that parents will now have a better appreciation for the job of teaching.
Yeah, and what that time, not just the time aspect of it, but just the aspect of it being in such a way that it takes a lot if you got 30 or 40 kids in your classroom with all different personalities and backgrounds, and you're trying to keep the peace and teach them simultaneously. Teachers should be paid like athletes.
They should be.
Jenny.
But they're not.
Should be. You got that right, sister. You got that right. All right, we coming to Sassy. Oh, I'm about to call you Chassy. Sassy, we coming down to the last few minutes here. And, I want to know what your final thoughts are.
Well, my final thoughts are, when it comes to relationships, that you really, I think that this is a chance that we've been given, whether we wanted it or not, to reset refocus and repurpose our lives so we can do a complete restructure, reorganization, however you want to look at it. It's a re-something that we need to do. And I really think this is a reset opportunity that we all have, not just professionally, but really personally, because I think this is really taking more of an emotional toll on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's letting us know that within our nation, a lot of things are broken.
Yeah, and you remember, if the family is broken, you can pretty much go down the list of everything that's going to be the casualties of that.
Exactly. And it's a lot of families that are sadly broken. And I'm hoping that they take the opportunity to sit down and talk and take advantage of some of these telework therapy sessions that they have out here for you to try and to work through. Other than that, just be blessed, because there are a lot of people, as I stated, you have a lot of people who are unfortunately stuck with an abuser at this point that they can't get away. You have homeless people. You know, these are so many different dynamics to what's going on.
Wow.
How do you shelter in place when you're homeless?
Absolutely.
How do you be safe and wash your hands when you're homeless? So I just think out of this, when as far as relationships, I just hope that people will have a better appreciation for those members in their families that they love. It's not about your car and your house and how much money you make. With 10 million people out of work, you realize that.
Yeah, that's absolutely, you got that totally right. Absolutely, because I mean, I think you dived on something that's very, very powerful, and that is there was always people that was disenfortunate, disenfranchised, I guess I want to say, prior to this happening, and now you throw this on top of it, and you've just added a whole another realm. You know what I mean? And it's just amazing that if people realized that before this happened, we wouldn't be in such a predicament now. And along with the people in the jails, that's a whole nother conversation. We're not even going there. Let me get out of here, Seth, because I'll start going talking about everything else. You'd be like, I thought this show was about relationships. I'm going to leave all that other stuff up to my brother, Benny Randall, a.k.a. the Motivator and whatnot. So, but Sassy, I really appreciate you coming on Late Night with Benny Love. You know how we do it. We giving extra shows now because so many people home and people saying, you know, could I have more than one show a week? I'm waiting all week just to hear Benny Love. So I think I'm going to start just throwing some extra stuff at him. And, you know,
all right, Benny Love.
You know we ain't playing, girl. This is how
I know you're not.
I just want to know when you're going to have me on your show. That's what I want.
I'm going to have you on my show soon.
All right. Y'all heard that, right? Y'all want y'all to hold her to that. You know what I mean?
Soon. You'll be hearing Benny Love on Situations with Sassy within the next week or two. Trust and believe that.
Oh, sucky. Y'all heard that. We're going to hold her to that, right? All right, then. Sassy, with nothing but love, I appreciate you. And
Thank you.
Being on here on Late Night with Benny Love. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get nothing else out of this conversation, I hope you recognize some more powerful things that Sassy said. And one is that God probably just wants y'all to just sit down, relax, restructure, and refocus. And I'm paraphrasing what she said. And basically, if you think about it, I think that actually made total sense. So, and I want to just tell all those exes that keep texting Sassy, just leave the girl alone. Text somebody else. She's going to block y'all. All right? I did that for you, Sassy, okay? I did. They're not going to text you no more. Or whatnot. So, all right. Until next time, I'm your host, Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio app. You can download that for the iPhone or Android. And enjoy this and all the other powerful shows like Situation with Sassy. And we got so many shows to keep you informed, entertained, and in total enjoyment. Until next time, I'm Benny Love, the CLO, the Chief Love Officer. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.